Well, aren't you the only man that ever won that consecutive years, two years in a row?
Yes, and that's a thrill of thrills, Frank. I'll never forget that because we only had two games to go, and I was down 3 points and 28 pins, and I had to win the next two games and win by 79 pins from a fellow, one of the greatest competitors in history, Joe Willman.
Mm-hmm.
And I won by 97 pins, so I won out by 17 pins.
When was the last time, in 47?
That was in 47,
46 was the first year in 47?
46 and 47. I finished second in 48.
Uh-huh. Well, I was reading, I think today it was, that in one of your 300 games, didn't you bowl one frame with your left hand
yeah.
and came back, somebody dared you to bowl?
That was a funny thing. That was in Rome, New York. You know, here's what happened. I had an exhibition there of 2 days, and New York is about, Rome, New York is about 300 miles from my house, and I started early in the morning and had no sleep, and I drove in there, and I just got there in time, about 2:15.
Mm-hmm.
I went over at the hotel, changed my clothes, and I started to bowl, and I had a long string of strikes, and I didn't care, but that's not the first time I have a long string of strikes, but when I had about 8 strikes in a row, one fella hollers out, "Make one left-handed, Andy." So, you know, I took the ball nonchalantly. I take the ball and make the left-handed. So then I realized that I had 9 strikes in a row. I said, "Well, this is no more fooling. We got to gotta be in business now." So I finished out with 13 strikes in a row and 14 strikes in a row. I got the 300 score.
Just to throw in a couple for good measure.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, Andy, in your various traveling around the country, you've been traveling for years. And I know and back through the years, not too many years ago, you're out in Hollywood where you made some movie shorts for, I think it was MGM, wasn't it?
Oh, always for MGM.
And I understand you had a bowling setup there. Didn't they make a construction of a bowling alley where you gave lessons to some of the stars?
Oh, yeah. We had the alleys on the set there on the big tent, and a lot of the stars come in there for instructions, and I was only too glad to help any all that come in there, with the exception of Jimmy Durante.
I was going to ask you about that. Somebody told me that Jimmy Durante was the only fellow that you refused to show many tricks. What was the score behind that?
Well, you see, after viewing, as you know, Frank, bowling has been my livelihood, and this still is.
Mm-hmm.
And after viewing Jimmy Durante's natural hook, I feared a little competition.
His natural hook, you didn't want the competition. Well, I stepped into that one, I guess. Well, how about those beautiful gals out there? I'll slide into that.
Oh, they are very beautiful, Frank. Uh-huh. But let's not say too much about the beautiful gals, because the beautiful wife might be listening in, and
well, she's not. Did she come with you?
No, she's not here, but the waves travel a long way, don't they?
I don't know if the wave will travel that far. Where is it, back to Hempstead?
Yeah.
I don't think we go quite that far, Andy.
No, huh?
Well, when was
the
last... Andy, wasn't it last year that you were selected as the bowler of the year?
1949.
Was it 49? That's what
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, 49 was the bowler of the year.
And what I hear about this year being given the nickname of Mr. Runner-Up in a few tournaments you've been finishing second,
well,
had a little bad luck.
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah, I finished second... In 1948 in the All-Star, and I finished second in the doubles, and I finished second again this year.
Uh-huh.
Well, better runner-up is better than not at all.
Well, that's
or
true.
Or better than third or fourth, you know. I'd rather finish second than third, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, there's no question. If I got to finish that, I got to take
well, now, we're going to bowl for the championship of the doubles in September.
Uh-huh.
We're going to bowl the winners.